I desire your prayers this morning. I'm thankful that, referring to the song they just got through singing, that in your own time, Lord, in your own way. You know, I almost said it earlier, but even though it doesn't seem like it sometimes, God is always on time. And I thank the Lord for that. So I have a little thought this morning to need the Lord's help with. I'll ask it this way, and for a literal application. When a person reaches out to touch something, say I reach out to touch this glass or this cup that has water in it, or I reach out to straighten a little light fixture here, or I adjust this. When a person reaches out to touch something, there's all kinds of reasons why they do. Like I just mentioned, I'm touching, you know, adjusting something, or I'm feeling this. I'm like, okay, yeah, there's water in there. Or sometimes a person touches something out of, maybe they're nervous, you know, and they're fidgeting with something. But there's other times where you maybe touch something just out of curiosity's sake. Maybe you want to feel the, have you ever walked by something in a store, and it's maybe a big, fluffy, lush pillow or a throw or a rug or something. You just want to reach out and rub it. You just, oh, man, that feels so soft and cozy and, you know, and just for the fun of it, just for curiosity's sake. Or sometimes we reach out to touch something because you want to see if it's real or not. Maybe it's something that you're like, well, is it alive or is it dead? And I'm like, maybe you don't want to touch it with your finger. Maybe you touch it with a stick. But regardless, you want to touch, see, does it move? Does it respond? And, you know, again, maybe out of curiosity's sake. And then there's also times maybe we reach out to touch something or somebody. Say, I think we've all had instances of this. Maybe you see someone dropped, maybe you're in a grocery store line or some type of line, and someone drops a piece of money or they drop something out of their pocket, and you, you know, reach out and you touch them, get their attention, say, sir or ma'am, you know, you dropped something. So you're just trying to be helpful or informative. Other times, maybe you reach out to touch someone because you need their attention. You need their help, or they need your help. And it's out of, you want to make a connection there, like, hey, I'm in need, you know, even if it's just maybe a hand gesture or whatever, and you make eye contact. Maybe you don't physically touch them, but you reach out and touch them however way you can because you need their help or you need their attention. And that's what I want to read here, a familiar story that we all know. It's in Matthew, the 9th chapter, and there's also a passage in the Mark, the 5th chapter, that I want to read. And before I read that, I actually want to sing a song that relates to this, and I'll hand Brother Ron the words to it here. It's a familiar song. Song touching Jesus. So if we could sing that song right now, and then we'll read some of the scriptures regarding this.
Touching Jesus is all.
Yes, thank the Lord. Thank you. The woman tried many physicians. You know, I'm so thankful that she didn't give up. And I want to read just a couple of passages here. And again, we'll start with the, in Matthew, the 9th chapter, there's just a few verses here we'll read, and then we'll skip to Mark, which there's more. In Matthew 9, we'll start with verse 20. And behold, a woman, which was diseased with an issue of blood 12 years, came behind him and touched the hem of his garment. For she said within herself, if I may but touch his garment, I shall be whole. But Jesus turned him about, and when he saw her, he said, Daughter, be of good comfort. Thy faith hath made thee whole. And the woman was made whole from that hour. What an amazing deliverance she had for 12 years, and she finally was relieved of that disease, as it says here. So in Mark, I want to read the passage there. In Mark, the 5th chapter, and it starts with verse 25. And a certain woman which had an issue of blood 12 years, and had suffered many things of many physicians, and had spent all that she had, and was nothing bettered, but rather grew worse. I want to just focus on that just for a little bit. To me, that proves not that she was a bad person because she was trying to get help. She was just desperate to be delivered of this for 12 years. But when she heard of Jesus, and when she heard what Jesus had been doing, she's like, that's who I want to go to. But notice what it says here. She'd spent all that she had. She had nothing left. The only thing that she had left was her faith. You could say it that way. And what little strength she had to press, as we read here, to touch the hem of his garment. So she had a little bit of strength and some faith. That's all she had left. She'd spent everything else. So we read on, verse 27. And when she had heard of Jesus, she came in the press behind him and touched his garment. And we can read several scriptures that will bear this out here in the Gospels, that as Jesus started healing and the news was spreading of the fame of everything he was doing, and the crowds would just flock around him, and hard to maneuver, and just everyone touching him and pressing and trying to get close to him, to hear his words, and to get close to him just as she did, to just touch him that they might be healed. But this was a very special instance here, because she said, if I may touch his clothes, I shall be whole. And straightway the fountain of her blood was dried up, and that she felt in her body that she was healed of that plague. And Jesus, immediately knowing in himself that virtue had gone out of him, turned him about in the press and said, who touched my clothes? Can you imagine? I'm sure we've all been in a large crowd before. And, you know, honestly, in fact, they say it this way, that pickpocketers, that's the favorite place. They love where you're in a big crowd, a lot of people are touching and bumping into you. And they know how to do it, where they'll bump you too, but as they bump you, they slide your wallet out, or they slide your wrist off, wristwatch off, or slide stuff out of your pocket. whatever it is, but because there's so much movement and commotion going on, you don't know who and what or where. It's just happening. It's happening to everybody. Well, Jesus was in that same situation, people bumping him and pushing and prodding and poking, and that's just how it was. But there was something special here, because he's like, who touched me? And it was just his garment. How many times if someone's just touched your a loose, you know, whether your coattail or a sleeve or your collar or something, and they don't physically touch your body, but it's just your clothes. And you don't really notice it. And that's all she touched the hem of his garment. She didn't physically touch his body. She just touched the hem of his garment. And he felt it. He said, who touched my clothes? In verse 31, and his disciples said unto him, thou seest the multitude thronging thee, and sayest thou, who touched me? They're like, are you crazy? Why are you even asking that? They're like, hundreds of people have touched you in the last 15 minutes. Why are you so concerned about this? Oh, but he was concerned, all right, because he detected and he sensed that there was someone, and he knew who she was. She had faith. That's all she had left. A little bit of faith and a little bit of strength to press. And he sensed and he detected that. Especially when, as he said, let me read on and say, hear what he says. But the woman, fearing, trembling, knowing what was done in her, came and fell down before him and told him all the truth. And he said unto her, daughter, thy faith hath made thee whole. Go in peace and be whole of thy plague. Again, he noticed when, in verse 30, immediately knowing in himself that virtue had gone out of him. He knew someone had been made whole. And he was going to turn around and find out who that was. There was something unique about her. And you could say it this way. He knew that she was in that crowd. I'm confident of that. I'm confident he knew her name. He knows all things, okay? But he knew that she had pressed to get to him that day. And he was prepared to heal her that day. And I'm so thankful that he didn't turn her down. You know, it would have been so simple just to ignore, like, oh, well, that's just, you know. But no, there was something unique and something special. She had struggled. She had spent everything she had for 12 years. In fact, she was made worse, as it says here. She grew worse. It wasn't any better. But yet, she pressed through the crowd. Because you can imagine being sick with that. She was weak. She wasn't very strong. But yet, she pressed her way to touch the hem of his garment. And you know, that's a remarkable example of faith. And that's what I have written on the board. Faith's touch. It was the touch of faith. I mentioned earlier all the different things and ways we touch different things and reasons for that. But this was something to another level. You know, with a child and a parent, you know, how many times have you had a little child, you may not even see them or you're not looking at them, but they come up behind you and they like tap you on the leg. They want to get in and you just kind of ignore them, but they keep tapping on your leg. They're like, okay. They want your attention. And many times you turn around and they're like, they want you to hold them, or they're bringing you something that's broken. They need some help with something, or they're trying to get a drink and they can't get the lid off or whatever. They're desperate for some help, and they just keep tapping on your leg like, well, what is it? Oh, okay. All right. You know. But, you know, I feel that in the same sense. That's what this lady was doing with the issue of blood. She was so desperate for something. Nothing else had healed her. Maybe it was some other remedies and all these other things she had tried, and she wasn't made any better. But when she heard of Jesus, her faith reached out. Her faith is what brought her to the place, brought her to Jesus. And you know, what's amazing about this and what I love about this, there was no magic formula or religious ritual that she had to perform. And it wasn't some special word she had to say in a prayer and to get everything just exact. No. All she had to do was reach out in faith and touch. It's faith's touch, all right? Very simple. It's not a complicated formula or procedure. And sometimes I know we're human, okay? And it's like, well, Lord, maybe I need to do this and do it just a certain way, this way and that way. And I'm not discrediting things that God tells us to do in the Scriptures. But I'm saying when it comes down to specifics, you know, sometimes it's as simple as just saying, Lord, I believe, and help thou my unbelief. And you know, just humbling down before the Lord, and just like she did, no doubt, I don't think she was walking briskly right up to Jesus. Perhaps she was even having to crawl. I don't know. And finally squeezed between some people's legs and just finally touched the hem of his garment. Just desperate to touch him. Jesus knew she was there all along. You know, dear ones, Jesus knows where we're at too. And he knows for how long we've been struggling or we've been desperate for a healing touch from him. And it can go beyond just the physical healing that we need. That is very needful. Of course it is. But it's also the healing of our mind, the healing of our soul and our spirit, the healing of so many things, of maybe offenses and wounds and hurts and disappointments, whatever it is. And remember this second verse we were singing, touching Jesus, I was bound when I knelt at that old altar. You know, there's many things that we can be bound with. And Jesus wants to heal us and set us free of those things too. And it may be something we've struggled with for weeks or months or years. But it doesn't matter. Jesus doesn't turn around and go, well, you know, you've tried so many times. Why can't you just get a hold of yourself and figure it out on your own? Jesus doesn't treat us that way, does he? He doesn't reprimand us. He doesn't accuse us. He doesn't make fun of us. He doesn't mock us. In fact, with this lady with the issue of blood, he just healed her instantly. All she had to have was faith's touch to reach out and touch him. And he met her there. No other requirement. No other fancy words, like I mentioned, or a prayer, all these other rituals she had to perform to get the healing that she so desired and needed. Oh, dear ones, whatever it is, Jesus, I want to read something. In fact, Jesus stood up and read these words later. I want to read something in Isaiah, the 61st chapter. It's a prophecy of what Jesus was coming to do. And later, Jesus stood up in the temple in a synagogue, and he read these words himself. In Isaiah 61, verse 1, the Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord hath anointed me to preach good tidings unto the meek. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of the prison to them that are bound, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord, and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all that mourn, to appoint unto them that mourn in Zion, to give unto them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that they might be called trees of righteousness, that the plant of the Lord, that he might be glorified. You know, when Jesus stood and read those words, he was speaking of himself. That this is why I'm here. I'm not here to set you free from the Romans. I'm not here to be your valiant leader on a horse, swinging a sword and a spear and charging, you know, and chasing the Romans off. That's not what Jesus was there for. He was there to preach good tidings to the meek, to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of the prison to them that are bound. Whatever things bind us, Jesus came to set us free. This woman with the issue of blood, she was bound with a physical disease, a physical need that there was nothing else she could do. She had spent everything she had and was none better. You know, we in ourselves, that's just what humans do. Sometimes we try this and we try that and we do all these other things and we're like, I don't know what else to do. And then the question is, well, have you tried Jesus? You know, dear ones, he's the answer. But again, it takes faith to believe it. You know, if she would have just sat by the side of the road and just wished as Jesus went by, like, you know, it would sure be nice to be healed, but I don't know, you know, is it really worth pressing and pushing in this crowd? And just watch him and like, well, there he is and there he goes. And, you know, and maybe God would have mercy. Maybe God would still heal. I don't know. I'm not the one to answer that. But she had nothing else to give but her faith and believing and what little bit of energy she had left. And she pressed through that crowd to touch the hem of his garment. You know, to me, that really got Jesus' attention. And you know, I believe the same would work with you and I. That we too can reach out in faith, believing. Even though we don't feel like it. Even though everything else doesn't seem lined up. And even though everything else we've tried seems to have failed. We're like, I don't know what else to do. But let me just reach out in faith again. Maybe we've already tried. And it seems like, well, nothing else has worked. I'm like, well, I've tried that. And just reach out again in faith, believing. Okay? Because I want to put it this way. In all the scriptures, and there's many other ones I could read here this morning. In fact, there were other instances that were recorded in the Gospels of Matthew and Mark where the crowd, some were pressing just like she did. And again, they just wanted to touch the hem of his garment. It was the same instance. And they were healed. And many others, there's many examples, so many, we can't count them, and many that weren't even recorded, where Jesus healed over and over and over those that were brought to him. Sometimes he went to their house, sometimes they came to him, sometimes they were brought down through the ceiling tile, an opening in a roof, just to bring the friend down to Jesus where he could heal them. But all these examples, can you think of one example where Jesus turned someone down and said, no, I'm not going to heal you? Can you think of an example? And then ask yourself this. If we are his child, just like think of your own children, or maybe a niece or a nephew or whatever the case is, and when they're injured or they're wounded or they're trying desperately to do something, and they come up to you and they just, you know, they're not acting all upset and fussy and raging mad and like beating your leg or something, but they come up and they're just tapping you on the leg. And maybe it's only once. And they're pleading, and they're longing for some help, and they're desperate. It's really hard to turn that down, isn't it? Just put yourself in God's shoes, so to speak, in Jesus' shoes. All right? Just think about that. Someone that you created, your own child. And you know they've been struggling with something for a long time. And they come up and they barely touch your skirt or your pants or whatever. Just barely touch and you're like, oh, I feel something. Do you think God's going to turn that down? And maybe, perhaps, I don't even know that she said any words. But she just reached out and touched. You know, sometimes that's all it takes. It's just our faith to reach out and God will meet us there. Isn't that one? God met that lady there through Jesus's just a garment. But virtue went out of him and healed her. It wasn't years later she was healed. She was healed that very hour, it says. Oh, that's powerful, dear ones. To me, that proves not only the tenderness of God and the mercies of God, but it proves to me the power of God. And it's as simple again as faith's touch. Just reaching out. And here's what I want us to get a hold of this morning. This lady, like I said, she tried many times. But she pressed. And as the song we got through singing just a little bit ago, just believe when you call on his name. That's just simple faith, childlike faith. Just believe. It's not anything complicated, but I want us to focus on this part, the pressing part. Sometimes, yes, we have to keep pressing while we pray. There's another song that says, till the answer comes, you got to keep praying. Just keep praying. Just keep praying. And then it's as simple as this too. Sometimes you just have to keep believing His promises, reading His Word, and believing that it's true for you and for myself. That these Scriptures weren't written, these stories weren't told just for someone out there. But it's for all of us to enjoy and for God to fulfill these promises for each of us, not just for the ones that were written in the Scriptures. Yes, God was faithful to Abraham and to Isaac, and God fulfilled those promises and to all the many others throughout the Scriptures. But it wasn't just for them, dear ones. These promises are for you and I today. That's why Jesus stood up and read from the prophet Isaiah when he read in the synagogue that he read, I have come to preach good tidings. And he's like, I'm fulfilling this promise today. You're hearing me. And he continued to preach and he continued to heal and to deliver the captives on all these things. That's why Jesus came. But dear ones, it's for you and I today too. It wasn't just for 2,000 years ago, 3,000 years ago, 4,000 years ago. It's for 2021. For us today to get a hold of the simple faith that this woman with the issue of blood had, that she reached out and in faith believing, through faith's touch, she was healed. And it goes beyond that. You know, it's pressing just to continue. Hope you understand what I'm saying here. To talk, and I'm not trying to. To talk positively about God. You understand my point? Not in a negative tone saying, well, God just forgot about me again, or I don't know if God really cares, or I don't know if God really sees or understands. And yes, we are human. But dear ones, don't feed yourself that kind of talk, that kind of negative talk. But let's feed ourselves the positive things. Things that are mentioned in Philippians 4 and 8. The things that are true. The things that are tried. The things that we have experienced and others have experienced. The testimonies we've heard. Let's keep pressing and let's keep talking about those things. Not get tired of bringing up those things again. God did answer prayer back here. And God answered prayer over here. And God worked this out over there. Did you realize sometimes it's worth pressing just to keep talking about those things? That we not get weary of hearing about those things? Because that may be the very thing that turns God's attention to us and saying, I've been hearing what you've been saying, child. Or I've been hearing what you've been thinking. Because He knows our thoughts too. He's like, all right, you're healed. You see what I'm saying? But we keep pressing. Okay? And it's as simple as pressing, whether it's meeting together with other like-minded worshipers at church service or other places you meet together and worship the Lord. And also pressing as in doing good to others, not being weary in well-doing, but just continuing to, well, the Scripture tells me I'm supposed to love my neighbor and do good to those that despitefully use me and to do all these other things and to forgive. And yes, continue doing those things, because you know what that's doing? That is sharpening or strengthening your faith. All right? You continue practicing all those things, the prayers, the reading of the Scriptures, talking about God with others, testifying, sharing, being willing to put yourself in a position to hear about the good news and the gospel and the Scriptures and all these things, and just continue to press through all of those things when the world would have us to say, just throw it all away. You haven't gotten any better. You've not gotten delivered. You haven't got healed of this. Just forget it all. Why don't you just walk away from it and just try this? Well, how do you know that's going to work any better? When the real answer is Jesus. That's the answer. And that's what this woman with the issue of blood, that's what she realized the missing piece was. She needed to touch Jesus, the hem of His garment. And dear ones, I want us to remember this. Again, all these things, don't let these things overwhelm you to think, oh, well, it's too much to do. No, it's very, very simple. It's faith believing. Just like this woman with the issue of blood, it's very simple. You've tried everything else anyway. Don't weary yourself in trying all those other things. Just keep doing what you know is good, all right? And just keep trusting and believing that, Lord, you told me to do this, and I'm going to continue to do it until I receive the deliverance or till I receive the touch that I so desperately need. It's very simple. Don't overcomplicate it. It's just faith's touch. Again, there's no magic formula. There's no perfect words. No big unusual words, you know, to impress anyone. It's just sometimes it's as simple as not even saying a word, but just reaching out in faith, believing that, Lord, I'm going to keep pressing. I'm going to keep pushing. I'm going to keep reaching until I receive what I need. You pray for me that I would do likewise. Amen.